Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Some bands bring backup singers. Others, like this group, Cloud Cult, bring backup painters. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and today, our week-long review of this year's best live performances in our studio continues with visits from the indie pop duo known as She and Him, the cast of the Broadway musical Fela, and the Brazilian singer and actor Seu Jorge. But we begin with this indie band, Cloud Cult. They're from Minneapolis, and they're known for crafting rock epics with orchestral textures and for a live stage show that includes painting on stage and in our studio in October. The artist Scott West created a picture of what we think is a rabbit, maybe a demented rabbit. You can see it for yourself on our webpage at wnyc.org/soundcheck. And while you're puzzling over that, you can listen to this. You'll Be Bright. Invocation Part 1, played live in our studio by Cloud Cult.
You love all the things that may hurt you, all the things you shouldn't do, and all the things you want to.
They're calling your
travel
name.
Safely.
They're calling your
travel
name.
Safely. Every first kiss, every crisis, every heartbreak, and every act of kindness.
They're calling your
travel
name.
Safely. Travel safely. Every empire, every monument, every masterpiece and every invention.
They're calling your name.
Travel safely.
They're calling your name.
Travel safely. All the things you love, all the things that may hurt you, all the things you shouldn't do, and all the things you want to.
They're calling your name.
Travel safely.
So do I.
That's the band Cloud Cult from Minneapolis and a song called You'll Be Bright, subtitled Invocation Part 1 from their latest album Light Chasers. They played that live in our studio on October 29th, and while they played, the artist Scott West created a painting here in the studio as well. It's all part of the Cloud Cult thing. Stornoway's thing is a kind of extreme sport known as zorbing. This is when people get inside these human-sized hamster wheels and go careening down the hill. Zorbing is the name of this song from the Oxford, England band called Stornoway. Here's how they performed it in our studio on December 2nd.
Conquer shining on the ground. The air is cooler, and I feel like I just started uni. Walking backwards to my van. You're at your window, and I'm tripping every time I think of lying in your attic. I can feel the static. The storm has broken, heaven's open. Send my body out to work, but leave my senses in orbit over Southeast London. Wind the window down and pinch me on the shoulder, else I'll be driving off to dream of lying in your attic. I can feel the static. The storm has broken, heaven's open. So electrifying, oh, I'm nearly flying. Lost my heart between the sheets of lightning.
Stornoway is the name of that band from Oxford, England, and a catchy piece called Zorbing from a live performance on December 2nd here in the Soundcheck studio. And all this week we are listening to some of our favorite live performances in the past year. You might know the actor and singer Seo Georges from his appearance in films like City of God or the Wes Anderson movie The Life Aquatic, where he reworked songs by David Bowie in Portuguese. Here, he's reworking a Roy Ayers tune from the 70s, Everybody Loves the Sunshine, recorded live in our studio this past July by Seo Georges.
life, my life, my life in the sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. The sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine, sunshine. Folks get down in sunshine. They really love sunshine. Sunshine, sunshine. Folks get brown in sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine, sunshine, sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine, sunshine, sunshine. Folks get down in sunshine, they really love sunshine. Sunshine, sunshine. Folks get down. Sunshine.
From Brazil, that's Seu Jorge, who is both a singer and a songwriter, but that's not one of his own songs. That's a Roy Ayers jazz-funk classic from the 70s called Everybody Loves the Sunshine. He played that live for us on a sunny afternoon in July. As we continue our week-long survey of some of the best live music on Soundcheck in 2010. Back in April, the Jack Quartet joined us. This is a string quartet who've made a name for themselves playing some very thorny, very modern music. But for us, they played a beautiful piece with an almost medieval cast by the New York violinist and composer Caleb Berhans. In fact, this was the first time this music was being heard anywhere. The official premiere wouldn't take place for another day or two. On April 28th, this is how the Jack Quartet played this excerpt from Contritus by Caleb Berhans. Contritus is the name of that piece by New York composer and violinist Caleb Berhans, written for and played by the string quartet known as Jack. That's John, Ari, Chris, and Kevin, the four members of the Jack Quartet. And they came in and played that for us live in the studio on Soundcheck back in April. All this week, we're looking at some of the best live performances in our studio from 2010. Coming up, some things you didn't hear on the air. Web exclusives from Stephen Wilson of the progressive rock outfit Porcupine Tree, jazz violinist Regina Carter, and the rock band Linfinity. You're listening to Soundcheck.